I posted up an article on the board, which is similar. That they well, much grosser, much grander. was an article about a monastery in Thailand that it's turned into a makeshift morgue and center for, so that people are coming, still, of course, coming and trying to find relatives, trying to find, identify relatives, still trying to, from the tsunami. And then there's a huge number of bodies there, 1,000, 1,500 bodies, huge number of bodies, and they're, of course, they're, as each day goes past, just increasing stages of decomposition. But it's the story of the monks that are living in that monastery, and their perspectives and reflections on living in the middle of a makeshift morgue, and they keep their. They said their sort of ordinary daily routine is a bit impacted by just the presence of so many people. There's these large groups of forensic scientists who are trying to do the detailing work and whatnot, and then relatives coming, so that they're just trying to respond to the circumstances, and then their morning and evening meditations or meal offerings are all taking place there, and there's this strong sense of this is this opportunity to reflect on death is very priceless, and this is the reality of human existence, and it's beyond what anybody has ever imagined, conceived of, having so much death around. But that bringing it inwards and using it to contemplate priorities and what's important, and the nature of human life in general. To be bringing that in, investigating,